G'day, welcome to Partakers and our series, Walking with Jesus. Our next word is majestic. Then the Jesus I see is full of majesty and awe. One of Jesus' followers and friends, the man we know as the Apostle Peter, wrote this about Jesus some years later. From 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. Jesus is not simply a king with a crown on his head. Jesus is the King of all kings. This Jesus Christ did not decay in the grave when he was buried after his death. He overcame death in the grave and was raised again majestically. Paul writes in Colossians 2 verse 3 that in Jesus Christ all the majestic treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who with unparalleled majesty is the head of the church. And if you are a Christian, he is to be your head. He is to be the one whom you go to for wisdom. He is to be the one you go to when you are in need. He is to be the one with whom you are to build your relationship upon. Nobody else can save you. Only Jesus can save you. So if you need wisdom, you need anything, you ask him. Jesus is not only unique, Jesus is majestic. Wow. Thanks for listening. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.